Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Unrivaled, Unconventional, Unrestricted. In this episode, we're going back to the Ferguson exhibition and talking about the fantastic loans that we have in the museum. I'm here with Amy Fairley, Collections Officer at Perth Museum and Art Gallery. And to kick us off, Amy, you are going to talk about the portrait of Greta Mol, correct?
Yes, well, just going to look at some of the works that we borrowed for this fantastic exhibition. And we were incredibly lucky to be supported in this by the Tate Gallery in London, the National Gallery, and by our very own National Gallery Scotland, who all loaned us some fantastic works. So first of all, we're going to look at Greta Mol, which came up from the National Gallery. It was painted by Henri Matisse in 1908, and the subject of the painting is Greta Mol, who herself was a sculptor. This is not the first portrait that was made of Greta. Apparently the story goes that she was originally painted by the German artist Lovis Corinth, and when Matisse was shown a photograph of that portrait, he really wasn't all that keen on it and offered to paint her himself, and so he did just that in 1908. So this fantastic portrait by Matisse was created in 3 10-hour sessions and currently resides in the National Gallery, but we've been fortunate enough to have it brought up to Perth for this Ferguson exhibition.
And it's one of three fantastic paintings that we've got on loan. So I think the second one we're going to talk about now is On the French Coast by Peplow, correct?
Yes, so Peplow, probably best known for his friendship with Ferguson. Of all the painters known as, or the four painters known as the Scottish colourists, Peplow and Ferguson probably had the closest friendship. Ferguson encouraged Peplow to come over and spend time in France, and the two artists spent a lot of summer, or spent many summers, in fact, on the north coast in France between the years 1904 and around about 1907, when I think this work by Peplow was painted. And it's situated really close by another painting by Ferguson, which is called Paris Plage, and they were painted around about the same time. The figure in Ferguson's work is that of Anna Stell Rice, who was his girlfriend at the time, and I think actually when you see the two pictures side by side, you can see just how closely stylistically they were working. Their brush strokes and the colours of the two works are very similar. It's a really fresh and direct painting. I think you can really get a sense of the fact that it was painted on the spot, on the beach, on plein air, and it's just a really wonderful work, and I think it's probably one of my favourites from the exhibition.
Mm. I think, like you said as well, you know, it's situated in the gallery next to a Ferguson painting, and you don't really get that until you're standing in front of the two of them and you can see them side by side and you think, wow, this is just so similar. You can totally imagine them like being friends, just like casually hanging out at the beach doing some paintings, and you know, this is the result, and you know, we're able to show such fantastic work alongside our own collection as well, which I think is amazing for Perth in itself.
It really is, and I think the light that's captured in these two works is just phenomenal. And in fact, within the collection in Perth, in the archives, we have some fantastic photographs of the two artists in their three-piece suite, standing side by side on the beach.
Naturally.
With their paintbrushes and palettes, possibly creating these artworks that feature in the exhibition, which is just fantastic.
I think we need to dig them out and put them on social media just before it finishes.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, of course. And then that brings us on to the next painting, which is The Pool of London, is that correct?
Yes, The Pool of London by André Durand. So I think this is a fantastic artwork. It really shows Fauvism in all its glory. So Fauvism as a movement really emerged following the 1905 Salon de Tom exhibition, where this group of artists led by Matisse, Durand, and included other artists such as de Vlaminck, burst onto the scene. The critics were completely blown away. I don't know if they reacted all that favourably. They were just shocked, really, by this sort of wild use of pure colour and freely handled brushstrokes, and they were just taken aback. And I think, in fact, they then nicknamed the group the Fauves, which stands for the Wild Beasts. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Ferguson himself was really influenced by these artists. And he himself, just a mere 3 years after the exhibition, was himself made a Salon d'Automne, which then enabled him, along with the other artists, Peplow and Rice, to get free tickets as one of the perks of being a societaire for the Ballet Russes, which were a series of ballets put on by Diaghilev, and they became incredibly popular, and the forms subject matter of dance became really influential in the work of all these artists, really. Matisse, of course, did his famous Le Danse, Matisse did his famous dance picture, which really inspired Ferguson. And I think when you look at Les Eaux, which is in the Hunterian, you can really see how influential Matisse was on Ferguson, not only in terms of style and colour and composition, but also subject matter as well. And again, this was all happening just in that melting pot that was Paris in the turn of the century.
Yeah, and I think, like, I know I say it like all the time, I think it's absolutely amazing that we're able to get these paintings, like, from the nationals, from the larger galleries, basically from Edinburgh and further south, and bring them to Perth. Like, one of the visitor comments that I've seen, especially about the Pool of London, is somebody says it is their favourite painting ever that they've ever seen, and they were absolutely delighted to see it in their home city and just be up close to it and not have to deal with, like, the busyness of the crowds. And I'm not saying we're not busy, we are busy. But at the same time, you know, being able to get so close to such an iconic bit of work for somebody is, like, you know, it clearly made such an impact on them. They felt they had to, like, give us the feedback around that as well, which is amazing.
We're very fortunate also from National Gallery Scotland to have tin openers by J.D. Ferguson, which I think shows a really experimental side to Ferguson. And I think it shows the influence that Vorticist Wyndham Lewis had on his work. And we know that Ferguson knew Lewis through Margaret Morris's club in Chelsea, and I think the fact that they knew one another shows that he really did have an influence on this really unusual.
Yeah, and I think as well, so if people are listening to this podcast, you have now until Saturday to get along and see these paintings. So not a lot of time left, but we are delighted to say that we're able to extend the exhibition opening for another week. So the exhibition will actually be open until Saturday the 7th of March. However, the paintings by Matisse, Durand and Peplow will be leaving us on Saturday the 29th of February. Amy, thank you very much for your time. It was great to sit down and have a chat with you about some of the fantastic loans we've got here. You can find out more about what Culture Perth and Kinross does at our website, which is www.culturepk.org.uk, and you can follow us on social media. Thanks.
Right.